Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. I'm going to start off with saying stay home, stay safe, stay woke, stay happy, stay connected. You know, the show today is basically we're set up here to educate you, to stress unification and the importance of collaboration. I'm going to give you your word today before we get started, and we're talking about adversity here. You know, adversity gives birth to greatness. You know how I say step into your greatness and stay there? The greater the challenges and the difficulties we face, the greater the opportunity we have to grow and develop as people. A life without adversity, a life of ease and comfort, produces nothing and leaves us with nothing. This is one of the indisputable facts of life. We're going through a lot of adversity out here. Like I said, confined, confused, and going crazy. A lot of things are happening. But because we're about love here, we have big hearts, and we're full of love. And big hearts and love can touch all people and all things. I have something to say. I'm trying to do this with love. You know, I looked on television, and I see all these beachgoers out here, you know, having fun, sitting in the sun, tired of being in the house. It's always good to take care of your happiness because happiness is what it's about. But your happiness, and if it's going to be harmful to others, then I don't take that as being nothing but selfish, okay? Now, that's a harsh word, but we need to think about this. Our governor, Gavin Newsom, has been working very, very hard to set up resources for us, to have all type of organizations out there working for us. They've been working really hard because, you know, California cares. We are the Sunshine State, and our administrators and leaders are trying to make it possible so that we can all keep putting our sun rays of love out there across the world. So we're going to have to stop and think, people. Okay, I know it's been a beautiful day, it's been hot, but put some water in the tub and put it in your backyard and stay safe and stay healthy. Think of other people. If you have no love for yourself, then we don't expect you to love anybody else. But this show is totally about love, okay? And I just had to put that out there to let you see a little bit of my seriousness here. We have to understand our greatness. You know, when you light a candle for others, your day is always brightened. And here, we're Waking Up with Linda McShann. We're happy, bright, and light. We have some people coming on today that's going to share some things with you. We have Debbie Kathy Sutton of Surf coming on. And Debbie Kathy Sutton has been doing works for over 15 or 20 years with her foundation and her organization. I looked on Facebook yesterday and I saw Debbie Kathy Sutton standing there with my favorite person, Gavin Newsom. See, she gets around because she cares and she sets up resources for everyone out here. And she's going to talk to you a little bit about what she does. She'll be coming back with us later on. But before we get started, I'm just going to play us a little song just so that we can relax here. And when I think of Debbie Kathy Sutton, I always put in my mind of this particular song is sort of like I would say it's like an instrumental, but this is the smoothness and the relaxation that she gives just a little bit before we bring her on. Kathy Sutton, are you on the line with us this evening?
Yes, I am. I'm rocking with you, honey.
I know you're rocking with me. Not only do you walk with me, you walk with many, many, many others out there. You even walk
no,
with those
I'm
who don't
with you.
Walk.
Now, how do you know that I would like that song? It's, I'm like, okay, that is really
well,
my
Debbie
stuff.
Kathy Sutton, you know, you are really a person that's been in my life for
mm-hmm.
a long time. You helped me, I guess you would say, reinvent myself, because the listeners don't know, but you know a little bit more about waking up with Linda McShann and why she's awake over here than they would. So I kind
of
like went for my
I'm
spirit
so
with that. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. That was a wonderful entry. I was there. I dialed the wrong number, and then I had to back up. The other one, but I said eventually she's going to check to see if I'm here.
Oh yeah. Well, welcome in. I know you had a very busy day. You kind of like explained to me your agenda today, and I really, really appreciate you coming on talking to the listeners. So
nah,
I'm going to
problem.
Ask you one question. Can you tell me what the organization SURF is, just to get started, and I'm going to let you take it away.
Sensory Integration Education and Research Foundation. It's a mouthful.
Okay.
So if you're comfortable with just saying SURF, then I can break it down.
Okay.
It's up to you. Totally up
no,
to you.
No, just say SURF. Yeah, I just needed to know. Basically, I know what you do, but I just needed you to let them know the saying, because I sometimes write it down backwards and then it dawns on me, no, the integration starts here. So tell us about SURF. Well, what's happening with this organization? What do you do for the world?
Oh, basically, we support families who have special needs children. And what we do is we kind of guard them and help them get the services they need.
So when you say special needs, these children are from newborns all the way up, or just where does this start? I know you deal with a lot of resource centers and sort of like, let us know. See, I know the story, but I know how you got started with this. And if I may mention a little bit about it, it's because of your situation. And at that time, many, many years ago, you were getting the runarounds. And knowing you and your persistence and your determination, you were not having that. So from that experience and all the runarounds that you have been given all those years, you took it upon yourself to be able to make sure that the parents would never have to go through what you went through, and I think that's a remarkable thing. So am I telling that story right? Is that how this got started?
That's how it all got started. I was working in a law office as a paralegal, and I was thinking about studying to become an attorney. And when I had my second child, that kind of brought everything to a halt. So basically, I realized that my son was diagnosed with Down syndrome. So I realized that I couldn't go back in the workforce, you know, hot and heavy like I was doing before, because I was doing like 12 and 14 hours a day, sometimes weekends and things of that nature. So I knew that I would have to slow down, because this is going to be a process where I'm going to have to be home. So while I'm at home taking care of my son, then I had to, you know, I was thinking, okay, what can I do while I'm at home? You know, I was trying to think of ways to do something else where I could do it at home and still be there with my son. And what happened was, because I fought so hard to make sure my son got the services that he needed, and I would not take no for an answer. So at that point in time, other parents were, you know, like observing everything, you know, observing me and stuff, and they were asking me, well, what did you do and how did you get this done? So I started to explain to them the process that they need to go through and exactly what they need to say and start learning the language of most of these professionals that are out there, because if you don't know, if you don't speak their language, they're going to think, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Or they'll act, even if you come close to it, they'll act like, oh, what does she know about this? So basically, that's how it started off, and it kind of mushroomed from that point. And what happened was, when I saw the great need out there, and my heart went out to all these parents, so then I started reaching out. But let me back up just a little bit. So what I did is I volunteered at an organization to learn more about what my son needed, what this disorder was all about, because it was something more than Down syndrome. And when I went to this organization and found out more and more information, then they had me talking to other parents on the phone, and I would talk to them, console them, give them information that was provided for us to give to the parents. And I really, really enjoyed that whole thing. So after I left that organization, some of the therapists that knew me from the organization called me up and said, hey, let's start our own organization. And I thought about it, and I was like, okay, I'm down. So we started up Sensory Integration Education and Research Foundation, because you're talking about 15 years ago where there wasn't much research about these disorders. But come to present day now in 2020, now they have a lot of research out there. So basically, we have switched from, you know, going hard and supporting research, and we switched to the resources, because now once the research was done, the resources start falling into place. And once they started falling into place, then we were giving parents more resources. And as I met more and more people that, you know, that I became, you know, more and more people that were doing this and doing that and new techniques and that technique, I started to, you know, give the information about, hey, well, there's a new technique over here, and this person is performing this technique, so maybe you should try that. So I get a lot of people emailing me and coming to me about new things that are going on, and I do get the parents that are calling and emailing me about problems and issues that they're having with their children. So what SURF started to do is, we knew there were a lot of other children out there that, you know, didn't read these books, didn't surf the internet. You know, a lot of them probably at that point in time didn't have internet access. So what we started to do, we went out into the community, and we were giving away free things in the community to attract the people to see if they needed help, and that's how we would identify the different families. So 10 or 15 years later, we're still doing these things. Anything else?
Well, I'm listening to the story, because I remember speaking with you over the phone, and it was such a humanitarian move, because I think it was when it might have been Hurricane Katrina, and you were looking at TV, and you, when all of the people were in the dome or the Superdome or wherever they had to gather, you looked and you said, I'm on my way to New Orleans. We have to go in because there's a lot of children there, and those children have issues, and they don't know how to deal with them, and they cannot be in an environment like that. And you and the crew went into New Orleans. I'll never forget that, nor will I ever forget the backpack giveaways. And my special day is when you, and I know that you guys still do it, an evening with Santa for the children that are have, you know, do I call them issues? Tell me what I call them. I don't want to say disabled. I don't like that word. How would I address
it? Children with special needs.
Children with special needs.
Special needs, yeah.
Okay.
Although they may be lacking in one thing, they're overperforming in something else.
Yes, they go
and
because
if you stop and think about it, most of us in our society, there's certain things that we're not strong in, but we're strong in other things, which compensates for the ones that we are, you know, not as strong in. So it's, if you stop and think about life as it is, then everybody's not perfect at everything.
Oh. Well, you know, that's a special topic for me because I'm working with society and the ideas and the ways that they look at a disabled persons or what they think. And I tell them all the time, a person might have a disability, but all the time the disability is not visual. You know, you can't see it. So the best thing for us to do is just treat everybody with love and care, irregardless of if they act a little bit different or a little bit slower than you do. Kind of like take out the time and understand them. And when you did that evening with Santa that you do, with toys piled up to the ceiling, with Santa there, with so many families there, and I remember one year I was talking with all the parents, and I wanted to know what was so special to them about this, and it was like you provide a place that all the children with special needs can come. They have dinner. They see Santa. They're not rushed. It was just like a beautiful thing to me. And I just stood there and spoke with the parents and flashed back on you 20 years ago when this all started and say how remarkable. And I always know that wherever you're doing an event, there's going to be the mayors, there's going to be the councilmen, there's going to be many people there who support and assist you. You're doing a remarkable job, and I've sent in a lot of referrals to you, and persons have called back, you know, because the funny thing about it was you say, I have these events to attract the parents so that the parents will know that they're not alone, so that they will see that there's others going through the same thing that they're going to. So I do these backpacks, I do these giveaways so that I can bring them all together and make everything inclusive. Debbie, I think that is such a wonderful thing. I'm so glad that you're coming on. I know all the children, we're all stuck in together, all the families are together. What one thing could you tell the families that have the special need children that at this time, what we're going through, is it one thing that you could tell them just to keep everything chilled out? Can you share that with us, please?
Well, it's the one thing I could tell them. This year we decided not to do the back-to-school giveaway because we draw too much of a crowd. But since we're in this COVID-19 pandemic, we decided, we're working on something right now as far as being able to have a therapist or a psychologist. I'm gathering a group of individuals with different specialties, and what we're going to start doing as soon as it's up, it should take about maybe a week, 2 or 3 weeks to get up and running, and what we're going to do is we're going to provide a service to any parent that wants to know how to deal and what to do, you know, with him or with her or this or whatever child they have And then they're going to kind of walk them through it. And instead of just being on the telephone, you know, they're going to be face. I want it to be a face-to-face interaction.
Okay.
So this is the thing that we're working on now. But, you know, going back to these events and everything, the reason why I gave these events, because if you stop to think about it, you know, anytime they have children events, they have events for just children at large. And a lot of times these families don't feel comfortable at being at those, you know, for all children events, because the children have a tendency, or the parents, you know, have a tendency to look funny or act funny because this kid is different. So the reason why I start doing this is because I wanted to give them a place that they could go where they were not looked at or frowned upon or teased or anything else. And they all came together and they enjoyed one another. And it was just, you know, it was just a total happy place. And the mothers weren't judged because the kid would sometimes get a little, you know, active or out of control and things of that nature. And nobody, you know, and it was like the other mothers were supporting each other at the table. So that's how it started off.
Well,
and
through your, I'm sorry, go on.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was saying through, you know, having interactions with you and the children and the organizations, I'll share this with you. I had a neighbor and her father, she had a young daughter, and I guess she was maybe about four, and I went up to visit, and the dad was trying to get the child to take a bath, and she was not having it, right? I mean, she just was not having it. So I knew what that was. I could hear her. I could, you know, just listen to the sounds, listen to how he was talking. So maybe about 2 weeks later, I was speaking with the mother, and she said, well, you know, my child has special needs. I said, I know. I said, that's your bundle of joy. Are you receiving any services? And she kind of looked at me, and I said, that's your bundle of joy, and you don't have to be ashamed of that. And I think I connected her in with you so that she could, you know, get her resources. They had moved in from up north, but that was through my volunteering with you and experience of seeing the different interactions and having a young cousin within my family also, that's a special need, but she was so brilliant you didn't even know it. I said, you guys say she got a special need. I think this whole family is special needs because she's smarter than all of you, and she's very, very smart. So it's through you and the interactions with you and the works that you do out there that is just so special. It just puts a smile on my face because people don't understand that the word individuality means just what it means. Everybody is individual, no matter what their condition is, so we're not here to judge. We're only here to love, and we're only here to assist. And I'm going to wrap it up with that and ask if you would give us your website and repeat it twice for me so that the listeners will have that. And I'm going to keep them abreast, and I'm asking you to return back here once this project is up and rolling. So could you please share your website and telephone number?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The website is www.surf, which is S as in Sam, I as in Ice, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, F as in Frank, .org. And the phone number to contact us would be 310-502-0452. And just to let the parents know, you know, just because they do not level up to other kids, they are actual geniuses in disguise. They're geniuses in disguise because, I mean, Einstein did not read and did not talk until he was like 11 or 14. I can't depict the actual age right now, but look what he came up with, the theory of relativity. And they put him in special need.
Okay.
So just because the person is a little bit different doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. So a lot of your performers that a lot of people don't know, a lot of these performers and these brilliant artists, they have a special need. I mean, take Prince, for example.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And like I said, I tell people all the time, you cannot, if you say a person has special needs or you use the word a person is disabled, all disabilities aren't visual. And you have to stop and think about that. And usually if I'm in a good mood or if I'm in a bad mood and you have rubbed me the wrong way, sometimes I just look at them and say, well, you know, mine is not visible. So it has to be mental. So if I was you, I wouldn't go that way, you know. And that's just my way of keeping that love there. With Debbie, Kathy Sutton, I'm going to go. Aunt G is coming on with us. And Aunt G, I'm going to put that disclaimer out. Aunt G is full of love. She has a big heart, but she moves by her spirit. And I have to put a disclaimer out there for Aunt G because sometimes I don't know what's going to come out of her mouth. So if you could just hold on if you'd like and stick on with Aunt G, or if not, you can listen after the show is complete. I know you have a busy schedule, but I'm going to play this song for you because I figure that all women need to know that. And this is just what you are again to me. And I've known you for years. I've seen your work. I admire your work, and I'm glad that you're here helping the parents, understanding the children, and educating people on what they need. I'm going to play this for you, and then we're going to have AG. Thank you, Debbie Kathy Sutton. Absurd.
Thank you, Linda.
Aunt G, are you on the line with us, every woman?
Yes, yes, Linda, I'm here.
I know. I told him you was coming on. Are we going to give him a little bit? Because, you know, you take us out. You bring us in the beginning of the weekend. You take us out, and we're going to wrap it up, so I'll let you go. Can you share with us what you need to tell us, some food for thought today? I think we'll do the going to the alphabet beginning of the week, but it's up to you. We got about 15 minutes here to roll.
Well, let me just say this, because I admire anybody who deals with the special people of the world, because I'm a special people. I do believe that everybody's special because we're all unique in our own way, and I just wish that one thing that the world could just set aside is judgment. Because, see, a lot of times people want to judge somebody else. They forgot to look in the mirror and look at the judgments of themselves. And there's a lot of people who, just because you don't understand somebody or something, you know, you just really need to just educate yourself. Because that means you're not educated, but it don't mean it has to be a bad thing or a terrible thing. It's just a different thing or unique thing. And you can learn a lot and gravitate a lot from just, you know, you think, oh, I don't want to be friends with her because she's just, oh, da, da. Oh, I don't want to be around this person. Da, da, da. Guess what? That's the person whose blood is going to save you in that hospital when you die. That's the person whose organ is going to come over and keep you going and flying. So you got to be careful of how you spit and turn your frowns up against certain things and people, because that day that you're going to be needing, are you going to just let your life just walk you by? No, no, no. You said you didn't like me, but my blood is going to save you. What you going to be? Oh, I'm going to be your friend for a moment, or I can just say, forgive me for my foolishness. And I would appreciate it if you would share me a little bit of your blood so I can live a little longer. So you have to really, really, you know, think, you know, sometimes just food for thought right there on that. And I do admire the special education. I also had to take special education class. The abuse I received from a teacher that actually ended up getting disbarred because they physically abused me and a few other people in the classroom coming up, which stunted my ability to be able to learn math. So I applaud those who are out there and supported me to where I could get to a point eventually in high school, and they put me in a program that helped me understand and gravitate math, and I appreciated them then, and I still appreciate them now. I do have a little niece that is she's in special, she's special requirements for her, and she's like head of the class. She's like, boom, there's nothing holding her back because she's autistic. So it's just, you know, people need to realize that, you know, don't do that. You know, be nice, because niceness goes a long way. Which reminds me, you know, now we got this Lysol situation at the president of ours. You know, leaders, you know, you listen to them, you hear them sometimes, but you got to use some of your common sense on certain things they may say. You know, I have never heard in my entire life that you can inject or drink or anything on some Lysol, gurgle on some Lysol, y'all, and soothe and get away from the COVID. Well, hell, there's been all kind of illness around before COVID. If that's the case, that means, well, I don't need to go to the doctor and get me some penicillin and insulin or whatever the hell they're doing. I could just use my homemade $5 bottle of Lysol. No, people, listen to Auntie, honey. No, don't do it, okay? You don't want to add to the population of the deaf population. All that. Leave the Lysol on the shelf and use it on your things, not your body, okay? Just, no. Lysol is for the toilet, for the sinks, and then everything else or in between, but not your body, not for human or animal consumption. And she wanted to bring to your attention today, now wear your mask. Now, please wear your mask when you're going out there getting on these buses and getting in these taxis, these Ubers and Lyfts. You got to save yourself. If you want to be able to get lifted around the world or rolled around on the bus, wear your mask. You got to save them, because if they get all sick and gone, who going to drive that bus? Not you. You can't do it. You're going to drive that Lyft. You can't do it. That's why you're calling them. So wear your mask, okay? Save your life, save somebody else's. If you ain't got a mask, make it out of some. But put your extra, whatever piece of clothing you ain't going to wear, tie it around your face. You know what I'm saying? We got stalls out there that'll do the trick. We got T-shirts out there that can do the trick. You got all kinds of things you can put over your mouth while you're in the covens of other people. So just do that, okay, people? And if you're sick, you know, heck, stay home. If you can't stay home, you got to go out there and get some medicine or whatever reason. You got to go out there to do what you got to do, because you ain't got no loved ones or nobody else that can help you, which, you know, I understand that situations too sometimes. Just wrap it up. You know, do something. You know, breathe in a paper bag. You know, do something. Just keep down them germs, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, germs are germs, and we all got them, you know, because your germs are different from mine. Oh, well. But, hey, I love my germs. I protect my germs. So you protect your germs from yourself and other people, too. Now, it's really hot now, and I know y'all, whoo, Lord, let me tell you, locked up. You shut down, you shut in, don't know what the heck idea you want to do. But the minute somebody opens up the beach, you go bunkers. Now, how do you know that ain't no setup from the get-up? You open up one beach, and you know the whole world going to go crazy because they've been locked up. Don't go cray-cray and go in there and get in that trap. You better just let it be and let those who that's in that area check it out, make sure they ain't getting sick before you dump into the sea, baby, because you better pretend there's a Jaws out there and you better run a humming. Because let me tell you, I'm thinking about all that. My area ain't open up no beach. That means I ain't going to no beach. You need to fall in suit, because you're going way across town to get your what? Get yourself sick. And then you get your loved one sick. You're going way out there to catch the doggone junk and bring it back in your stuff. You see what I'm saying? Don't do it, people. Just, you know, come on now. Again, we got to pull on that button of common sense. Just like I pulled on it for Lysol, I'm going to pull on it with this beachy thing. You know what I'm saying? Please, people, just wait till your area open up the beach. Just wait. I mean, there's millions and millions of people. And it's just not worth you going out there getting sick, and then I have to wait and see your editorial. Yeah, I shouldn't have went out to the beach. Yeah, you don't think they ain't got videos of all y'all. They know they got y'all faces, so check just and believe when you start going to the hospital because you got some type of scratching in your throat because you went out to the beach. They're going, oh, yeah, that looked like the same person that was out on the beachy beach up there in Huntington. They got cameras everywhere. Just like they finding these workers after dark, blowing their nose and putting stuff on the shelf for people to come and buy, and they ain't wash their hands. You better know, just because they got stuff plastered all over the stores and businesses you're going to. Just know, ain't nobody perfect. Ain't everybody doing and follow suiting, okay? As long as they ain't got nobody tapping on their shoulder. Just like that baby that get up and go get that cookie when you go to sleep and the lights go out, out. Oh, you know the baby's in there snatching on the snacks, in them snacks. You know it. Because as soon as you all turn the light on, they in the corner huddled up at each other. What are you doing? And nothing, but they got their milks and cookies out. You know what I'm saying? Their milk and cookies. So just keep in mind, you know, you proceed with caution on everything and anything that you do. Because, you know, auntie loves you. Auntie don't want nothing to happen to you. And on a good note now, you know, they done lost all, you know, got all these things, these jobs and shut down and whatnot, okay? Now, you got to know, you see, think about it now. Yeah, all you all, you ain't got your jobs. I feel for you. I understand. You're waiting for all this little help trickling in, and unemployment still ain't out there, and you're trickling in here. And I look forward to all yourself safely returning back to your workforce. But those of you, okay, that's been looking for work, now they do have certain jobs that are open. Proceed with caution. Go right on out there and do it. Make sure you, again, wearing your mask and your gloves. Make sure they're so far now, from what I understand, those who are working, they do have those things available for workers now. They have to be able to give out from the employer's standpoint of view. But you want to be careful because you do have the loved ones at home and around in your community, you know, that you want to safeguard the older ones, the ones, you know, that may not have underlying illnesses but are always prone. You know, everybody know that one person in the family, that one friend, that if you just look at them one way, oh, my God, I'm sick. I feel sick. If you just talking to them about somebody throwing up or somebody doing something in the sick level, oh, they done got sick just from listening to it. So, you know, you have to be careful for these sensitive ones who are easily can catch things. And just take, you know, take extra precautions. Come in, change your clothes to something cleaner. Don't just walk around willy-nilly hugging on folks or letting anybody get close to you. Just let, you know, everybody know, let me clean up first before your kids, you know, get up under you, your loved ones, because you just don't know. This is one of them illnesses going around and make you go, because they don't know. They still going, So, you know, you just got to proceed with your own level of intelligence as you do with most things. You know, you just got to be realistic with it.
That's,
you know,
the truth.
And one more thing. Now,
okay,
you can get you some water balloons, you know, Linda. You know, they can get water balloons and throw them at each other. You know, you don't have to go to no beach. You know, get to make your own water balloons. Just slip and slide, you know what I'm saying? And most of all, get in that shower and wash your tail. You can take a cold shower, mediocre shower, but wash your tail, okay? Because I heard you can go to hell. So just
if you
wash
don't
it.
Wash your tail. Yeah, Angie.
That's right.
Angie, I'm gonna slow you down right now because I feel it through my spirit. Where you getting ready to go, and I know you and I love you, but you're telling the truth. You know, lies all. Okay, Lysol and doing things in the dark. Somebody's always watching you, but I feel for you, and I know that Debbie Kathy Sutton really appreciates that, because no, we shouldn't judge anyone. And I'm so glad that she came on, because we go through this a lot, the judgment, because there's a little difference there. But, you know, the people that act a little bit different than you are 10 times smarter than you. And if you stop and think about it, you could make friends with them and learn something. And on that note, I'm going to tell everyone out there, Angie, you'll come back Monday, but I want to talk about this domestic violence and say it once again. If you hear it, because a lot of it you can't see now, if you hear it, report it. Because the resources are out there waiting, and people are at home to stay safe and stay healthy, and not home to be abused. That goes for the adults and the children out there. And on that note, I'm going to say good night. Thank you so much. I'm going to take us out here with some Michael Jackson. You know, I'm an old school type person. And I just play that, you know, I'm a boomer and we got zoomers out there. But I like my old school because my songs, these songs really, really give a message. And I'm going to take us out with this. And everyone, please have a safe weekend and stay at home. Stay happy, stay woke, stay connected, and stay strong. And do that with a caring, courageous and cheerful attitude. Treat each other kind and give nothing but love. I love you. Begins to beat.